We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting for October 14th, 2025 to order if everyone stands for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will open up Hamburg City Council meeting to public comment. If anyone from the public would like to come up and sit in the hot seat and give their 2 minutes, now is your time.
I think everybody's on the agenda, so.
All right, we will move forward to the agenda review.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Austin Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as written. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye. We'll move on to the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye. Chief.
I don't have anything on the agenda, but I just came to see if you guys had any further questions about para. I'd assume since I hadn't heard by email, phone, or carrier pigeon that there are none. Figured as much. And then just a reminder, fire department officer selection this year. You guys meeting at move to 18th, or are you going to... Look
that's
at that.
The plan, but we'll have a discussion to see what works best for everyone.
Okay, when do you still want the applications in by that, was it first or second Tuesday normally, which would be the 11th? You still want them in that day or?
Do the 12th.
12th, okay.
I would say because we'll be closed 11th with Veterans Day.
Yep.
So then that way, because most handed in on the last day, so
yes,
might as well make it the 12th.
All right. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys, unless you have anything for me. I just kind of missed you guys, so thought I'd come up here and see what you guys had to say tonight.
Not much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to Southern Valley Alliance.
I don't think it's Kim. Kim sent the email, but it's...
Yeah.
No worries.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Kim is at another council meeting tonight, so you are stuck with me. My name is Christy Larson. I'm the executive director at Southern Valley Alliance. Just wanted to come and talk to you because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Southern Valley Alliance is the nonprofit organization that provides all of the domestic violence services for Scott and Carver counties. So just wanted to give you a little update about our services and what we do and just some resources and upcoming events and things as well. So for those of you that aren't familiar with Southern Valley Alliance, we have been around since the early 80s. We were founded by a survivor of domestic abuse in Belle Plaine. We resided in Belle Plaine for about 40 years, and then just last January, moved to Shakopee. We built a new facility there to kind of be more central to the government centers for both Scott and Carver County, since a lot of what we do is going with victims to court and filing orders for protection and things like that. So moving to Shakopee helped us be more accessible to victims and to other services that they utilize. So just some of our services at Southern Valley Alliance, we have a 24/7 crisis line that people are welcome to call at any time. And talk to an advocate, whether that means they are in a crisis situation and they need to leave that, we can assist and help them leave safely. Or sometimes people are just calling for emotional support to talk through their situation. We welcome those calls as well, or family members or friends or coworkers sometimes just want to talk through how they can help somebody. So all of those are options for calling the crisis line at any time. We also host two support groups for survivors every week. We have one virtual support group and then one in-person support group at our office in Shakopee. We do legal advocacy, so that is where we are going to court with victims, but not providing legal services, but more of that emotional support piece and the navigation of the legal system. We will help write the orders for protection with them and harassment restraining orders, and then take them over to file at court. We have a transitional housing program. So while we don't have a shelter and there isn't a shelter in Scott or Carver counties, we do have transitional housing units, and those are scattered site apartments that we have throughout the two counties. We currently have 7 different units where victims and their children can live in those apartments for up to a year while they kind of get stable, back on their feet. We'll help with the rent and utilities, and then some really intensive case management during that time. And then we do a lot of community education and outreach. We do go into a lot of our schools and talk about healthy relationships and dating violence to really work on that prevention education and hopefully stop the cycle of violence before it even starts with those populations. So that is some of what we do. I did bring a number of different resources as well. We have the tear-off posters with our crisis line numbers on them and our brochures and things. So would love it if you would be able to share those around Hamburg. And also we have a holiday gift program that we collect for as well. So there's information about that in there. And with that, I'll just open it up for questions. If you have anything about Southern Valley or domestic violence in our area, anything like that.
Can you possibly send that, email that
info
to me?
Definitely.
And then we can tie it to the website.
Yeah.
I think I have something on there, but
yeah. It's
probably been a year
yeah. Since
it's been updated. And then we can also put it on Facebook to make it.
That'd be great.
You know, for the awareness month.
Perfect. I will definitely do that. Thank you. Anything else?
I will make sure that your information is
okay. Accessible. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, thank you for having me. And yeah, appreciate it.
So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will move on to old and new city business, starting with the baseball park fence.
All right. So I've had numerous talks with Millers. I apologize. I don't have a, you know, start date yet on it, but it seems like there's no issues with the baseball club doing that. Or Millers. So I think it'll most likely be a go. Like I said, the next steps for us would be to draft up that, have the attorneys draft up that easement access. So once I find out a date from Millers, then I'll get going on the easement drafted up for the city and Millers to sign.
All right. Park pop machine.
Yeah, just an update. Put a survey out on Facebook. 77% want to keep it. So.
Cool.
Yeah, and I never saw on Facebook. Does it make the city money? Never did see that.
In the summer, we make money on it.
Okay.
A little bit, but in winter, I'd say we're lucky to break even. You know, so I mean.
We make a little bit, right.
So it's not. So we would keep it more of a convenience to, I think, like when you have ball down there.
Yeah.
I mean, because there isn't a water fountain. There's, you know, right. I understand everybody brings their own sports drinks nowadays anyways, but at least there's an option there is kind of the thought to keep it.
Do you guys own the pop machine or is that?
No, Viking owns it. We pay them for pop and we just get a cut.
Do we have to get pop in the winter? Or can we shut it off?
Good. I mean,
if you're breaking even, I mean, you're probably selling just enough pot basically at the apartments, probably, because, I mean, that's where I see, I mean, outside of sending my kids down there when they want something, I mean, I'm guessing that's where
quite
a bit of business comes in.
So. Yeah, that and the ball games.
Yeah.
But that's would be open to discussion if, I'll talk to Jason when he gets back.
Will Viking allow that?
I
let him pop and
sure
sit idle for 6
whatever
months.
Schedule you want them to go on, I'm sure.
Right.
You know.
I just don't know. Since they're a machine, do they expect
to be and then I guess that.
Not, I don't know.
I think we'd want to run it by Viking. You know, I know Viking, to be honest, would like to just get rid of all of them.
Well, just keep it a year. See
yeah,
you see you next year.
Right.
This time.
Yeah. It's profitable.
It's not costing money.
Right. Next topic is to move the city council meeting from November 11th to November 18th.
Yeah. So what we have is Veterans Day. So no business can be conducted on a legal holiday. So, and I just put 18th, but if there's other dates, I talked to Chris and he said any Tuesday or Wednesday works for him. So
18th, I would think.
Yeah, 18th.
I can do the 18th.
18th then.
Are we still going to keep it at 7?
Yeah.
I make a motion to move the November 11th meeting to November 18th at 7 p.m.
Awesome. Poplar seconded.
So moved and seconded to move the Hamburg City Council meeting from November 11th to November 18th, 2025. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye. Passes. City Council reports. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Tim isn't here. And I don't think the mayor has anything, so.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Poplar, second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for October 14th. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Paulzine, aye. Meeting closes at 7:11.